What really matters? Something called society. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay.
And then they go away and have a meeting in the basement of the Unitarian Church. God bless the Unitarians, by the way. Those in charge in this country and the media arm of Wall Street and corporate America were not prepared for this to be happening in hundreds of cities across this country. No organization, no dues to pay. It's happened organically from the grassroots, the true grassroots. And in my lifetime, I have never seen a movement like this take hold this fast with this many people all across the country. Thank you, everyone.
Family and to press Fannie Mae to put vacant homes to use in service of the community. There is no excuse for them to sit up empty while we need homes.
Entonces quiero recordarles que estamos aquí para apoyar a la familia Ramírez y también para asegurar y decirles a Fannie Mae que las casas que ellos tienen, las casas que ellos ahorita tienen vacías, esas casas que las conviertan en vivienda pública, vivienda económica, porque no hay ninguna razón, no hay ninguna excusa porque haya vivienda vacía cuando nuestra comunidad no tiene lugares donde vivir.
Deep place today and release it. This is the circular process of growth, of healing and releasing. As you continue to take some deep breaths, I want you to honor those who have suffered, who have been injured. We honor Scott Olson in this moment of silence. We honor all who are suffering across the world in this moment of silence. We honor Oscar Grant. We honor Frank Ogawa. We honor all those who have been hurt by the systems that are hurting our people and are oppressing the communities that we live in. We're honoring all those who are suffering and looking for a more beautiful world together. And this is the beginning of that journey and that dream together.
Taking back what is ours. Taking back what is ours. And I'm part of the POC as well. We are about not just taking back what is ours, but decolonizing, breaking this shit down. This whole system don't work. You know, they've been foreclosing. You know, they've been foreclosing on us. They've been evicting on us. They've been taking stuff away from us. Whether it be our culture, our homes, our language, our education, our minds, our youth. You know?
How can we ourselves avoid replicating?
Avoid replicating
the hierarchies we challenge.
The hierarchies we challenge.
How can we come together in community?
How can we come together in community?
In a unity that respects and celebrates the differences among us.
In a unity that respects and celebrates the differences among us.
Our unity must be complex.
Our unity must be complex.
Our unity must be emancipatory.
Our unity must be emancipatory.
It cannot be simplistic and oppressive. We do assent to community, to education,
to free education,
to health care,
to free health care.
So what I want to invite people to do is to put on your chant voice and then follow the banners right on out. Okay, and we're going to step out to this home. We'll be there this afternoon providing services and homes for people who need shelter. Okay, so here we are. We need our homes more than Fannie Mae needs one more.
Occupy will never die. Evict us, we multiply.
Occupy will never die.
Evict us, we multiply.
Occupy will never die.